Mutula, Ruchan, Kalima, Robert.
A health official at the National Public Health Laboratory calls out the names of people waiting to be tested for COVID-19 and asks them to enter the sample collection room. Hundreds of people who are standing around in the facility to either get tested or receive the results are not practicing social distancing, and about 90% of them are not wearing face masks. Children who are brought here with their parents appear tired or bored. Several are crying. Juba resident Bure Ajo, who has visited the facility, says no structures are in place to ensure that people who come to get tested follow COVID-19 preventive guidelines as they wait to provide the samples or collect their results.
It's not well organized. I think you need a bit of structure. Line, you come in, you register, and you go by there. Also, when you get the result, system is not like, for example, I'm now here seen yesterday, came back this morning again, and the results are not there. Just keep it in. They just come and pick people they know and they like. They take them inside.
Alima Wall, a mother who is carrying her 8-month-old baby, has stood in the queue for several hours. She says workers at the facility do not organize the crowd to prevent transmission of the virus. Wall says situation at the testing facility makes it difficult for vulnerable people like pregnant women or those with small children to be given priority.
We have 3 days here today. We got registered. Our samples have been collected and we are expecting to collect the results today. The form is still inside there. We come here every morning and stay until the afternoon.
Manyokwai, another South Sudanese resident who came to the National Public Health Laboratory to get tested for COVID-19, says he worries about contracting the disease at the facility.
If you came negative, there are high chances of being positive here. That's a problem. So in short, it's not a good feeling, of course. So if the system that is set for taking the test is not functioning as it should be, then something is definitely wrong, so it needs to be addressed.
South Sudan health officials in charge of the COVID-19 response say they are aware of the crowds and are trying to ensure that people who come to the facility are not exposed to transmission of the virus. Matthew Toot, deputy manager at the Public Health Emergency Center, says his office hopes to announce restrictions to ensure that the sample collection center is safe within the next week.
If you don't have a mask, you will not be allowed to enter the site. And make sure that you have a mask. You don't have a mask, you will not be allowed to enter the site, and then your sample will not be collected, which will affect your intended mission.
Toot urges people to stand at least 6 feet apart and to wash their hands before they come to the center.
We have facilities for hand washing. We also need to use those facilities. We are going to work with all the relevant authorities to make sure that we cooperate and we keep our people safe.
On Sunday, South Sudan recorded 2,980 cases of COVID-19. Out of that number, 2,673 people have recovered. The country has recorded 59 deaths so far. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.